Japanese Dietary Habits, Listening 1. Japan has long been famous for its unique food culture. Dishes such as sushi, tempura, and ramen are now familiar globally, and restaurants devoted to them can be found in major cities everywhere. Traditional Japanese food has even been listed as an intangible cultural heritage by the United Nations. However, starting in the post-war years and accelerating over time, dietary habits in Japan have been changing. A comprehensive study by a branch of the U.S. National Institute of Health looked at changes in Japanese diets from 2003 to 2015. It found a continuous westernization of the Japanese diet. The study noted a decrease in the plant and fish dietary pattern and an increase in the bread, dairy, meat, and oils dietary pattern. This change in eating habits has led to ballooning waistlines. Based on data from the Asia-Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the percentage of Japanese people considered obese, with a body mass index, or BMI, over 25, has tripled from 1962 to 2002. One other outcome of this trend has been the rise of products and services designed to manage weight. Japanese Dietary Habits, Listening 2. In response to the dietary shifts and increase in obesity in Japan, businesses and products have surfaced to provide help with weight management. These include special drinks and foods to cut calories and burn fat, gym and fitness services, and in some cases, more radical measures such as surgical procedures. In particular, many nationwide gym chains have emerged to help cater to fitness-minded individuals. Some of the more famous gyms include Gold's Gym, 24/7, NUS, Anytime Fitness, and Konami Sports Club. One of the newer chains on the scene is Rise Up, which has gained national attention through an aggressive advertising campaign featuring before and after shots of gym members with music that corresponds to their weight. Interestingly, Rise Up has also branched out into golf and English conversation schools for people to improve their skills in these areas. Despite the plethora of gyms available in Japan, the industry took a major hit during the coronavirus pandemic, with limitations on operating hours and stricter regulations on usage. It remains to be seen if the industry can recover, but if Japanese dietary trends continue to follow the same pattern, it is likely that the need for fitness facilities will remain.